You did it for the people. Why are you asking me for a reward? Go and ask them for a reward. Why are you asking me for a reward? Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali, a very amazing Persian poet who used to narrate incidents and then draw parallels and examples. So he gave this example. A very apparent pious person went to a dawat of the king. King invited him because he heard about his apparent piety. So when he went there to impress the king, he ate very little. And he read very long namaz. Time to namaz, he read very long namaz. Time to eat, he ate very little. The king said, eat something. He said, no, it's not my habit to eat much. I eat very little. But when he came home, he was still hungry. Because there he had a purpose. He wanted to show the king how pious he was and how simple he was. So he came to the wife and said, dish out. He took his one small son with. So the wife dished out and he started eating. The son asked him, why are you eating again? There was so much food there. Why are you eating again? He said, no, there were some reasons why I had to do it. The son made a remarkable analysis. See, small children sometimes are very innocent, but they make very telling points. So he told the father, you're eating again when you didn't eat there for the sake of name and fame. Right? Now, why don't you reread the namaz again that you did there to show the king? There also you did that namaz to show the king. Now, why don't you read that namaz also again? So therefore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, doing things for the sake of name and fame, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called it shirk khafi, a minor form of shirk. Let us stay away from that also. Then another aspect with regard to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention is, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, amongst the people who will not be forgiven if they remain on that, is disobedience to parents. And we are, you and I are aware, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Ta'ala has commanded and decreed that you worship none but Allah and you be kind to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If one or both of them reach old age, then don't even say uff to them in disrespect. In many ways today, do you know what is the equivalent of uff? You know what is the equivalent of uff in today's time? The parents tell the young people something, they say, ah, go away from here. That uff today, that in reality is that ah, that we say to our parents today. Out of disobedience and not listening to our parents. Allah says, if one or both of your parents reach old age, many a times they'll say, hey, the topic has become difficult now, man. What do we say? The topic has become difficult. Yes, it is natural that when people become old, they are going to become difficult. Now, the West teaches us, when they become old, they are burdened, put them away. Take them to the old age home. Our deen teaches us, yes, when they become difficult, that is a time to make jannat. That is a time to gain jannat. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, you know, that person, his jannat is assured that he finds one or both of his parents in old age and he serves them. He makes them happy. It is his jannat. So don't disobey your parents, my dear respected brothers. We will never be able to repay our parents for what they have done. One day a person was carrying his mother for Hajj and he came past Abdullah ibn Umar and he said, oh Abdullah, do you feel I have done enough for what my mother has done for me? So Abdullah ibn Umar said, never mind doing for what she did for you. The one sigh of pain that she had when she gave birth to you, you have not been able to fulfill that right also. You still haven't been able to fulfill that also. And especially the mother. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who has the greatest right upon an individual? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your mother. Again he said, who? Mother. Then again he said, who? Mother. Fourth time he was asked, he said, then your father. And we know the very famous hadith, that Jannah lies under the feet of your mother. Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, under the feet of the mother is Jannat, under the feet of the father is a champal. What is it? It can have two meanings. Meaning he doesn't have the same reward, the same virtue, the same status. Or it could also mean the mother gives love, the father gives discipline. So you can have two meanings with regard to it. But whether it happens today is a different matter. Now, why three times? You know, it's amazing. One day the mother and father, they were, Maaf, I'm taking things and we're supposed to speak on the, but anyway, one thing leads to another. So the mother and father were having an argument. Father said, I do more for my children. I do more for my children. What do you do? So the mother said, I do more for my children. So they were arguing, and the mother closed the arguments with these words. Listen to this. I think it is Imam Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi who has made mention of this. And he said, don't compare your sacrifice to my sacrifice. And the mother said, you dropped the seed of your child in a fit of pleasure. I dropped the seed of the child in pain nearing death. You kept the seed for a very little time, for a very little time. I carried the seed of the child for 9 months. I carried the seed of the child for 9 months. And you, when you dropped that seed, you did it in a fit of pleasure. I did it in pain that was nearing death. Don't compare your sacrifice to my sacrifice. That is what Allah's Nabi said 3 times. First your mother, second time your mother, third time your mother, then your father. Not let us forget that on this night. If anyone is unfortunate that he has broken up with his parents, let him go and reconcile with them. Do not let your death come upon you in that situation. Then the ulama, and the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also made mention that amongst the things that Allah Ta'ala does not forgive on this night until you make tawbah is hatred for another person, especially your next Muslim brother. The word actually reads in the hadith, mashahin. The ulama have given 2 meanings with regard to it. Some ulama say it means bid'ah, some say it is meanings to hatred. Let me go and give the other aspect with regard to hating one another. Brothers, we are living in a very amazing society in today's time. I wonder if we ever had a society like this in our history of Islam. The situation has become so poisoned that people do not have love for one another. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "La khair liman la ya'laf wa la yu'laf." There is no goodness in a person when he doesn't love people, people doesn't love him. To be kind and compassionate today, you and I feel it's a sissy's work, man. He's a person who is a weak person who has love and kindness. The real person is he who is strong. The real person is he who can take revenge from people. He can put fear in the hearts of people. If that's what we feel today, that person is in reality a person who is very strong. What you and I fail to recognize, wallahi al-azim, the person who forgives is the strongest of all people. The person who is kind and compassionate is the most strongest of all people. A person who is weak, he can only beg for forgiveness, he can't give forgiveness. A person who is strong, he can forgive and he can be kind. So therefore, when we make mention of the Prophet sallam, and to give, we want to give the example. What example do we choose? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't harm anyone while he was in Makkah. In fact, he was persecuted. He was persecuted. We know the persecution. I don't need to elaborate with regard to it. But what we also know is, when we want to say how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was forgiving, what example do we choose? It was the conquest of Makkah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in front of all people. And he had them in his mercy because he had conquered the city. In front of him were people who had thrown thorns on his path. Amongst them were people who had chewed the liver of his uncle. Amongst them were people who had been the cause of the death of his daughter. Amongst them were people who had given untold suffering and difficulty for the people of the Muslims who were forced to leave Makkah and go to Medina. All of those people were at the mercy of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he addressed them, he said, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Yaghfirullahu lakum. There is no reproach from my side to you today. Go, Allah forgive you, I have forgiven you." Why do we give that example of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's forgiveness and we don't use the example of Makkah prior to Hijrat as Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's forgiveness? Because forgiveness is that much powerful when you have power over others. The Nabi of Allah had the power to extract retribution. They were at his mercy. He could have extract retribution, no one could have stopped him. They were at his feet. He had conquered them. And then he gave them. And then he forgave them. That is why forgiveness is not an act of weakness. Forgiveness is an act of strength. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's conduct, Allah Ta'ala has made mention. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. When was this ayat revealed? This ayat was revealed when there was, in the battle of Uhud, a mistake, an error committed by the Sahaba. And after this error, they came in the presence of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was kind and compassionate to them. And Allah Ta'ala says, It is Allah's rahmat that He was kind and compassionate to you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If He was harsh and vulgar and abusive, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. The companions would not have stick around Him. They would not have gathered around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi was kind. My Nabi was compassionate. When He saw the weakness of someone, how did He relate to it? He didn't point a finger of accusation. He pointed a finger of compassion. He wasn't. Today, subhanAllah, one wonders where the people who do this type of dawah, pamphlets, hating people, that is why it's not effective. Because it is done to score points. It is full of nafrat. It is full of hatred. Therefore, it doesn't get the required results of making people reform themselves. Muawiyah bin Khalid radiallahu ta'ala who says, I came to the masjid once when I was a young boy. I didn't know the etiquettes of namaz. I didn't know the etiquettes of the masjid. And one person, either he said alhamdulillah or someone said alhamdulillah. I think he sneezed. And we know that the sunnah is to say alhamdulillah, but not to say it loud while you're in namaz. He didn't know the etiquette. He sneezed and he said loud in the middle of the masjid when everything was quiet, alhamdulillah. And people started wondering where this noise is coming from. Afterwards, he said, people looked at me with big eyes. I felt further embarrassed. He said, after that, Nabi of Allah said, who said alhamdulillah loud? Bring him here to me. He said, I felt further embarrassed. And then he said, the Nabi of Allah called me. And his exact words is related in the books of Ahadith. Ma darabani, wala kaharani, wala shatamani. The Nabi of Allah didn't hit me. He didn't express anger to me. He didn't scold me. He didn't rebuke me. And he said, Ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qablahu wala ba'dahu ahsana min. I never saw a teacher before or after better than the Nabi of Allah. This is how my Nabi dealt with people's mistakes. This is how our Nabi dealt with people's mistakes. How do we deal? You know that person? He did such and such a thing. You know that person? We take pleasure in making mention of the faults of other people. The moment something happens, we are first with regard to making mention of it. What joy is there? What joy can there be with regard to this? What joy can there be? Qazi Mujahid al-Islam, rahmatullah alayh, a very famous and eminent alim who came to visit us, you know, one day made mention of a remarkable point. I think it's worthy of us etching it into our memory. He says that in the earth you find good and bad that comes out of the earth. You find good fruit and vegetable that comes out of the earth. You find good fruit and vegetable. And you also find filth that emanates from the earth. So a person whose tabiat is wholesome, a person whose tabiat is good, he will go out for that which is pure and wholesome. But despite the fact that the earth brings out pure and wholesome things, the swine, when it looks for its food, doesn't look for the pure and wholesome thing. It goes and searches for the filth. No fault of the earth. The earth brings up good and bad. Say, in a similar manner, human beings are good and bad. It depends on you, your tabiat, your temperament, what you go and search out for people. If you can only see the bad of people, then more than what it relates about other people, it tells you about your tabiat. It tells you about your temperament. And if you can see the good in people, it tells you about your tabiat also. What is this with regard to what this poison atmosphere we are starting to find, that people shooting one another down, people are starting to speak against one another in public platforms, in pamphlets. It is far removed from the way of our Nabi. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam want to address any evil amongst the people, how did he address it? Ma balu aqwamin yafaluna kada. What is wrong with people? They did such and such a thing. What is wrong with the community? They are doing such and such a thing. In this way, he addressed the evil, but he didn't embarrass the person who was doing it. And today what we are finding? The complete opposite. It bears no resemblance to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of one of the people, Habib Najjar, who was a very sincere person. That is why Allah makes mention of him. And when he saw his people doing idol worshipping, look at how Allah Ta'ala had said he addressed the people's evil. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرُجَعُونَ. What is wrong with me that I don't worship the Creator who created me? He wasn't doing idol worshipping. He wasn't idol worshipping. He wasn't created worshipping idols. The Qawm was doing it. But when he addressed it, how did he address it? Did he address him and said, you're on batil, I'm on right? The way it is common today. What did he say? What is wrong with me that I can't worship the one who created me? In this way, he passed the message to them. This hatred is something that may Allah Ta'ala forbid must not come into our minds. We are very much today in a situation of scoring points and not looking at the broader benefit of the Muslim community. Now, as we come towards the end of the talk, we have made mention of certain things that we should do. I think one thing that I would like to emphasize, which Maulana has also very graciously made mention and reminded people, is about dua. Brothers, this dua wa mukhul ibadah. Dua is the backbone of ibadah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, and it is an amazing thing. He said, there's only one joy in this world that is perhaps comparable to the joy in Jannah. There's only one joy in this world that is comparable to the joy that we will perhaps get a glimpse of in this world to what is in the hereafter, in the Jannah. And he said, that is the joy of making dua to Almighty Allah in the early hours of the night. In the early hours of the morning, in the late hours of the night. If only people can experience that, then we'll know what we are speaking about. So therefore, this is something that we have to understand. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to revive dua amongst people. The way other ibadat had died and withered away at the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a similar manner, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, ibadat and dua had been withered and had died away. People didn't know how to make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and taught us how to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to taught us. He taught us firstly, understand who Allah is, so that you know that nothing can happen without the permission of Allah. وَمَا تَسْكُتُ مِّ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not a leaf falls in any tree in the world, but Allah knows about it. I take a qasam, you and I don't know how much trees there are in the street that is outside the masjid, even if we pass it every day. But Allah knows, never mind the trees that are in the street, never mind the trees that are in the city, or in this country, in this planet, or in this continent. Every leaf in every tree, Allah knows about it. Allah knows when it is green and remains on the tree. Allah is aware of it.